ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Uncooked with your boy DB, Darren Brown. That's me. Check out my pop filter. You know, I'm a rookie, so I'm really excited to have my little pop filter so you can hear my pop. I'm excited. You know, I'm a rookie, like I said, so I just, this little stuff like this, it's like, oh, I got a cool microphone. I'll have my pop filter. You guys better watch out. Joe Rogan, I'm catching up to you. I got a pop filter, Joe Rogan. I'm on your tail, son. Anyway, so without any further ado, let's just get right into it. Stop BSing, because I like to get on here and BS. So today's topic is about loaning money to your friends and family. Yes, I know, it's a painful thing. It can be very painful. Loaning your money to your friends and family can be painful, especially when you don't get it back and it's people that you trust. And you think, okay, I'll give you this money, you'll pay me back, blah, blah, blah. I posted this on Facebook and I got hundreds of responses on this. Everybody says the exact same thing. They say this, rule number one, don't loan money to people that you can't afford to get it back. Okay, yeah, I know that. Like, I know that. It's not about the money. For me, it's not about this, it's about the principle. If you loan money for me, and you say you're going to pay it back, man. Or if you can't pay it back, talk to me and just say, hey, DB, I came up on hard times. I need an extension. Can you help me out? My car broke down or something like that. Let me tell you something. I've loaned money to some people, a person in particular, and I'm not name dropping. Even though I could, I'm not name dropping. I loaned money to a person that told me that they ran out of money because they spent all their money in a club and their car got towed. Can I help them out? And I did, because, you know, things happen, man. Shit happens to me. It happens to everybody. I mean, everybody hits a hard time every once in a while. So I'm not going to be a jerk and tell somebody that really is having a hard time, hey, look, you know what? I can't help you. You're on your own. I'm sorry. Because, you know, we all get in a jam and everybody needs some help. I've gotten help from my parents as far as starting businesses and things of that nature. And I'm not one to say, you know, I've gotten help. Maybe you've gotten help. So I'm not one to say, if you need a couple dollars and you're being irresponsible, because things happen and sometimes we don't have the money for it, which leads into my next point about having an emergency preparedness fund and having some side cash and how you build your budget, organize your expenses. But we'll get into all that stuff later. Now back to my original point about loaning friends and family money. Do I loan friends and family money? Absolutely. I've loaned out a lot of money. I've gotten back the majority of it. So I can't say that I've had a number of bad experiences with loaning money, because I haven't. But I will say that I don't loan money out that I can't afford. So it's not like if you don't pay me back, it's not like, okay, my lights are going to get turned off, or, you know, I'm going to miss my car payment or whatever. You know, like, I get that. I get that part of it all. It's just the principle. Okay. So if it's $50, $60, $100, generally speaking, that's small money. Let's be honest, guys. Come on. $100. Okay. So if you can't pay me back $100, like, is our friendship worth it, man? That's where I'm at with it. Is our friendship worth? Okay. Now when I see you, it's going to be awkward, because you know why? Because you owe me money. Yeah. You owe me money. And it's not like you said, if you said, hey, you know, I know I owe you on the 15th or the 1st or the Friday or whatever I said I would pay, and something came, like, can you give me a little bit of an extension? Or can, you know, would it be okay if maybe, I don't know, you could push it back another 6 months? Okay. Okay, cool. I can live with that. But when you loan money from somebody and you don't communicate about the repayment terms and you just disappear, what do I expect? I feel like I just get ripped off. I feel like anybody else that comes up with some scheme to get money from people and disappear. Like, you know, those telemarketing people that, you know, have, we want to speak to Darren Brown. And, you're late behind on your car payment here in California. It's like, oh, you know, tell me more about that. You know, or, hey, this is the IRS calling you, telling you that you owe $100,000 in back taxes. Would you like to pay us with your debit card? Come on. IRS, I want to pay with my debit card over the phone. Thanks. But it's the same principle. you know, getting ripped off is getting ripped off, period. So, I'm sorry, guys. I know I'm snorting, sound disgusting this microphone, but, you know, do I loan money to people that need it? Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I'm not a dick, but I have to trust you to know that you're going to pay me my money back, or you're going to at least not try to run off. And it's not about losing the money, but it's about losing the relationship, in my opinion. Because if you loan money or borrow money from me and you just disappear and with no communication, no nothing, we can't be friends. Call me a jerk, call me Scrooge or whatever. We can't be friends, man. We cannot be friends if I loan you money and you disappear and I never hear from you again. We can't be friends. So with that being said, what about if it's your family? What if it's your family? What do you do now? Fortunately enough for me, I haven't been asked to borrow any money from any of my close relatives. Not that I can think off the top of my head. Maybe think about my little sister, Micah. I don't think so. But it's harder when it's your family. And at the end of the day, you may be in a position where you have to define your financial goals. Hey, yeah, I want to loan a person, my cousin or aunt or mom, some money, but I have some financial goals, and that does not come in line with my financial goals, and I didn't budget for that. I didn't plan for that. So what are you going to do? You want my advice? This coming from DB. I'm on the record saying this. Stick to your financial plan. Stick to your financial plan, and this is why. Those people that are asking for that money are always going to need it. It'll never be enough. It'll never be enough. And you know it. And you know it. You know it. It'll never be enough. If they need $100 today, it's going to be $75 next week or in 2 weeks. To a month or two, it'll be $200. It's a constant. It's constant. And you know it's constant. And you know when it's BS. I will say, because I do have somewhat of a heart, if a person is on their deathbed, and of course, if it's a true emergency, like don't be a stickin'. Like if you got it and a person is in a true emergency, and I'm not talking about the emergency that they're in every week. I'm talking about a true emergency, you know, car accident or, you know, I don't have a mental health issue. I don't know, whatever. Me personally, I would loan them the money if I had the excess. If I had the excess, that's just me. You can get mad at me if you want, but go ahead and if you don't want to do it, give your money away. Give your money away and watch. They'll be right back for more. It's like when a shark smells blood in the water, you know. He doesn't just, you know, okay, let me get a couple bites and leaves. He sticks around. As long as the blood's in the water, he's doing his little circle, coming around again and again. So you have to remain dedicated to your financial goals no matter what comes up. And the things that will come up will not be things that will be easy to deal with. Sorry, I get a little tongue-tied. They won't be easy to say no to. Like when it's your family asking for money, or it's your favorite purse or bag or shoes. See, these are the things where willpower kicks in. See, if things I don't like to do don't entice me. So making those sacrifices are the things that are hard to give up. Again, like giving up the things that you like sacrificing, you know, your nightly walks to the ice cream store or steaks. I love steaks. Love steaks. Love steaks. Steaks aren't cheap. So to maintain your financial goals and to hit those targets, you have to give some of that up. And listen, we're not a perfect. I'm not perfect. I love steaks. If I could eat steak every day for the rest of my life, I would do it. But it would cost me, because a steak costs me $60-$70 per night, times two. If me and my girlfriend are going out, times drinks, times traveling, times gas, and all this other stuff. So the moral of the story is to stay on track with your financial goals no matter what. No matter who's asking for money, no matter what's going on, you have to stay on track. And those things are always going to come up. It's always going to be everybody that asks you for. Nobody's like, hey, I need a few dollars. So you know, if you have it, I could use it. No big deal. No. 99.9% of people that ask for money are going to make it seem like the world is about to come to an end. The world is about to come to an end if I don't have $60. the world as we know it, mankind as we know it, will cease to exist if I don't get $40. So you have to take everybody's request with a grain of salt. And you have to make that your call, that call yourself. Well, you know if it's an emergency or not. And you know if the world is really about to end or not. So that's the main point for loaning people money, your friends and family money. That's the topic of this video, is how do you know? Do you expect to get the money back? Even if you don't expect it, like how do you operate? And my professional financial consulting advice is don't do it. Is to stick to your financial goals. That's my advice. My advice is don't do it. Unless it's an emergency, a true emergency, my advice is not to do it. Because you have to stay on course on those financial goals. You have to, it's like playing defense. You have to be able to play defense because it's always going to be something. It's always going to be something. And some things are tougher than others. So play financial defense. Don't give your money away. Don't just give your money away. And you know who's in your pocket constantly, who has no reason to be. And again, I'm not talking about people that are in true emergency situations. Like, that happens. We all know that happens. So, like I said, don't be a dick. Like, if you can help somebody out, help somebody out. If it's truly needed, and only you can make that call at the end of the day. Obviously, I wouldn't loan anybody money that, you know, my bill money. Okay, if I don't get this back, then, you know, we have to start fishing for dinner, you know. Wouldn't do that, but that's the way that I suggest for you guys to operate when it comes to loaning friends and family money. Is the true emergency, sure, but if it's not an emergency, stick to your financial plan, man. Stick to your financial plan no matter what. Have you ever heard that saying, birds of a feather flock together? People that you associate with, the people that you hang around, they're a reflection of you, man. You can say whatever you want. They're a reflection of you. I was reading in a book that said, you are the sum of your 5 closest associates. Now, I take that with a grain of salt. I don't know how true that is, but it makes a lot of sense. Most people that like have similar interests or like doing similar things, they hang out together. Simple as that. So it's kind of a gut check as far as people ask you for money all the time. What kind of people are these? What kind of people are you around? What kind of people are you associating yourself with? Are these people that just, you know, those people in your life that just can't get right no matter what? And it's like, you don't even know what it is. They just can't get right. I don't know what they're doing or what they're not. They just can't seem to win. And I'm not here trying to figure it out. I don't associate closely with people that are not putting themselves in a better position or trying to put themselves in a better position. That will drag you down. And I'm not talking about people that have an emergency or truly hit a hard time. I'm talking about people that come back again and again and again and again. We know who they are. You know who they are. If those are the close people in your circle, then what happens? When you go to do something great or you go to achieve into the next level, it's like you're talking a different language. So those are the type of people that you don't want to associate with. The people that are always begging or asking for money or can you help me? These are people that are used to getting help from other people, from enablers. And you yourself might be an enabler if you help encourage that behavior. Sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied today. Can't talk. Anyway, get them out of your circle. They know that they're losers, man. They're losers. And you know what? People get mad at me for saying they're losers. I don't really care. I don't hang around losers. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm pretty sensitive about people that I spend time with, that I invest my time with, and the people that can say, oh yeah, that's Darren's friend. Oh yeah, that's one of Darren's partners, one of Darren's boys. Oh yeah, she knows she's good friends with Darren. If they know me, they know that I'm associated with something at least encouraging and inspiring and something positive. So all people on that bullshit, man, come on now. Stop it. Now, as far as it relates to like your personal finance and hanging around people, some people too, the same people that are asking like for money and all that stuff, these people, they probably don't have the best spending habits either. So if you're ever in a situation where it's like, should I buy this? Or I really don't have the money to go out. These people are not telling you, don't worry about it. Nah, maybe next time. No, and they're not going to encourage any cheaper options either, because you know what? Let me throw something else at you. Ready for this curveball? You're probably paying the bill too. You're probably footing the bill too. So the person that's continually to ask you for money is not just asking for money. It's the type of energy that you're allowing to be around you. Like, it's the type of energy. Like, this is what they do. It's not just about asking for money. It could be, okay, well, we're going to eat. Nah, I don't have the money. You know who I'm talking about. The people that you have, the friends that are always broke. And are they good people? Maybe. I assume. I sound like Trump. Are they bad people? Maybe, I assume. No, I don't want to steal no lines with Donald Trump. But, you know, maybe they have good people and things like that. But they're not helping you progress. They're really not. And when you get around some people that are true winners, that are encouraging you to be smarter with your money and encourage you to look at other opportunities, you will tell a huge, huge difference in your life, in the people that you hang around, and in your mental mindset, like in your energy, in your spirit, man. Like, come on, stop it. So at the end of the day, wrap it up with this. Loan money to your people if it's an absolute emergency. That's fine if you want to do it. If it's not, keep those people out of your pocket. Stop hanging around with people that can't get right. You know who they are, because they're going to drag you down and they are going to distract your focus, and it'll make it much harder for you to achieve your goals because you have other people that are working in the opposite direction and frankly don't really give a shit. I hate to put it that way, but it is what it is. So get those people out of your life. Don't loan money to people that you know are losers. Unless it's your family. And if it's your family, maybe. If you want to, but I still say no. I'm here to only promote you to do what's best in your financial interest. So I don't care about your mom asking for money. I don't care about your family or your spouse or your kids. I don't care. I'm here and I'm going to tell you what's going to put you ahead financially. What's in the best financial interest. Now, if you have a heart and you want to be a good person, you go right ahead and you can make that call. But if you just want to know the cold, hard, what do I do with my money? Come see me. I'm the guy you want to see. Simple as that. So that'll wrap up the end of this podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. Appreciate it. We'll catch you on the next one.